True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Can we be saying undefeated Eagles when they're 1-0 in the promo?
Well, they are undefeated.
All right. Look, you're right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. What a loss Sunday in Kansas City be an acceptable loss? That is what Elliot said. 79.2% say no, but 20% say yes. So that's more than an Elliot take usually gets.
Jolly weighed in.
No. Oh, and what did Jolly have to say? About what? The acceptable loss?
Yes. Thing?
Oh, well, there's no way, Jolly.
There's no such thing as A, the abominable snowman.
Okay.
B, an acceptable loss.
Oh, there you go.
C, both A and B.
Wow.
That's from the Jolly Man.
Jolly coming in strong.
Yeah.
Makes me think that there is acceptable losses. If Jolly believes it, I'm on the other side. Get the guy out of here. Just kidding, Jolly. But seriously, you're wrong. All right, Jack, let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
I just can't wait for you guys to hear number one. Anyway, number okay. five. What I have for you are five situations I'm monitoring at WIP.
All right. This is usually where Jack pulls the curtain back.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Number five is Eagles elitist Ike. You heard it in the first segment. Once again, the little Phillies, he's just pounding them and pounding them and pounding them into the ground.
Yep.
They're the
little engine that could. We're trying our best.
Yep.
But no, we win one Super Bowl, and now we're title town USA.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Look, title cute little Jack cheering for his baseball team.
No. You got to kill him. Kill him.
Elitist Ike.
Elitist Ike. Oh, the NFL's back over the weekend. NFL's king. I saw that tweet. Yeah. Only I didn't miss that tweet. The NFL's king. Phil's like 2-3 in Miami.
He's sending us a message.
Yeah.
He's like, get these dummies on board.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That was for you.
Yeah, I know.
That tweet was definitely for you.
I know. I'm well aware. Football town.
Just to remind you, you and your Phillies tweets on NFL Sunday.
Dude.
Tom Bigby over here not letting us talk about the Phillies because the Eagles are around.
Had they lost to the Cowboys, I had it all queued up saying, well, at least the Phillies beat the Brewers today.
Right.
Like, we're always playing games.
Yep.
Always playing games. All right. Fourth situation I'm monitoring here at WIP is whether or not Joe Giglio is Nostradamus after calling the division over. Second straight year. Now, you got a lot of backlash.
Yep.
It's not over yet.
Yeah, it is not.
The math is pretty much on the Phillies' side here.
Fingers crossed.
They're eight games up with 18 games to play.
Well, now the most important thing is, one, keeping the two seed.
They need the two seed.
And two, no stateside live celebration after you win the division. No champagne in the clubhouse. Relax. Act like the Dodgers did last year.
Do you know who's back?
Act like you. Well,
yes. The Chief Vibe Officer?
Well, Chief Vibe Officer is going to go back to Lehigh Valley if he insists we have a party. There's only one party this year.
Tone it down.
Well, they're going to
even out with Spike on this one. Tone it down.
They're going to have a little. So I don't think they need to go over the top shirtless on each other's shoulder. But you're allowed to like. They're going to pop champagne after winning series or winning the division.
Okay, they shouldn't drink very much of it. And two. If instead of going to the VIP part at Stateside Live up top, where everybody's, why don't you go for a nice little quiet dinner?
I don't know what y'all were doing. I forgot the name had changed.
I'm
already switching.
Yep.
I don't think, is the name up there yet? I don't know if the name's up there yet, but I've already switched. Not up top of the VIP with all your adoring fans.
Singing, go out dancing on my own.
Go have an adult dinner. Everybody gets
Spike.
A steak or
These
something.
These are ball players, man.
Yeah, come on, man.
It's been a long season. It's a grind, Spike.
I will say this.
Yeah. One night, let it out.
Division banners are okay. The wild card banner, did we get rid of that?
Oh, I hope so. I think it's still there, but I agree with you. It's brutal. It's brutal.
Yeah.
Be a big boy
organization. Yes, you're a big boy organization.
The third situation I'm monitoring, it's actually just three about Elliot. Mail it in, Elliot, with everyone else getting scoops. And this guy just silent crickets.
Yeah. Kemsky got a scoop.
Yeah.
D Gunn got a scoop.
He's definitely resting on his laurels.
McClain got a scoop last week. Yeah. Elliott's just busy talking about how good Jalen is.
Yeah. And like acceptable loss, which is, whatever.
Yeah.
And honestly, we're starting to see some lack of discipline coming out of Novacare. One, Jalen Carter. Two, Nick said he was going to talk to Elliott about
complacency.
Not being complacent.
And he hasn't, obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But also falling in line, Elliot, being a...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also what we're monitoring. And Philly's hater, Elliot.
Philly's hater,
well,
Elliot.
You can bet on that, yeah.
Let me.
He's ready to crush as soon as this season is over with.
So let me warn Philly's hater, Elliot. There was another Eagles insider here, a legend, worked here a long time, Howard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And when Howard became Mr. Eagle guy, he turned on all the other teams. Everybody sucked. The Eagles. There's only one good organization in town.
And that's even after the Phillies had won.
Yeah. I am saying this.
The Phillies won, he still wouldn't give them credit.
I am saying this. Elliot has chosen his spot this year. If he has two choices. One, he can drop the Phillies hate thing. And just cheer for him like the rest of us. If he chooses not to, Elliot is not welcome at any postseason celebrations. He's not welcome. He's not welcome. I don't want to see any of his tweets or his Instagrams or his twirly finger or anything like that. Tiny little Elliot, tiny dancer over there, does not go to any celebrations. If he wants to stay on that side, he can stay on that side.
I like the...
He likes being at the games with us.
He does, when he's allowed in.
Yep.
That's a good point.
Yep.
Maybe let him in. So we forgot about that. We can let him have a good time, and maybe get him back from the dark side.
Maybe do pin the tail on the Elliot if he wants to go. We just have people throw stuff at him at the Phillies game.
That's a good giveaway.
Yeah.
The second situation I'm monitoring here at WIP is year two Spike turning into little diva behind the scenes. All of a sudden, trying to get things done.
I think everybody, they're all monitoring that.
Year one.
I'm sitting back and watching
this is what's going to happen. Year one Spike was happy-go-lucky, happy to be here. Year two Spike, a little different attitude.
All right. So, you're right.
Okay.
I feel it happening. I can't stop it. I try to manage it. But what I do want to say to anyone listening who thinks about Diva Spike is that Diva Spike is not doing this for, take out the green M&Ms, or this is not about, it's not about getting stuff. It's not about, I only ride in a limousine. It's about having everything for the show be exactly the way that it should be for the show.
It's about doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. I have a high standard.
You do have a ridiculously high standard.
Listen, you ought to just be happy we're in this car with him.
I know. No problem being a backseat passenger on this one.
Be happy we're in the car with him because he's driving this thing 100 miles per hour, man.
Every once in a while, I see Ike's face where he knows what's going on.
Yep.
He sees what is coming out.
Yep.
I I feel it happening. I think I said to Ava once, I said, I was on the phone with her. And she said, oh, thank you for doing this. I was like, I know I'm becoming a pain in the ass. I know I am. I feel it happening. Yeah.
Well, see, it's never directed at me, so I'm cool with it. Like, it's normally for the betterment of the show.
And, it's pro show.
Yeah, so
always
that's why.
Pro show.
That's why I just look at everybody else like, yeah, well.
Yeah, this is what it is now.
He knows what he's talking about.
Just wait for year three, year four, year eight.
Yeah, wait till he's really locked in.
Yep. It's all for the betterment of the show and for our listeners.
Yep.
That's right. It's going to be a problem.
Yep.
For not us, but everyone else here.
Yeah.
But the number one situation I'm monitoring is, are people saying dirty things just to get into the top five?
Oh, no.
Because obviously we've been all over with, you know, Dirty Rube and the Phillies.
Dirty Rube is definitely is.
Yeah. They're trying to get my attention because now I am, everyone's alerts me to when something dirty has been said. Well, this one got sent to me three times.
Okay.
About what happened. The overnight show with John Johnson.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Listen to this piece of audio and talking about the Jalen Carter spitgate.
And regarding Jalen Carter, I'm a little disappointed. Not for the spitting itself, but, I mean, the spit itself was just weak sauce. It was just like a tiny little... I mean, he should have went full Hawk-Tua on that.
He did! That thing was huge! What do you mean? Like, when someone's just spitting, it's like 100 different little tiny pieces. Like, that was I need to regurgitate from my throat. That bad boy was thick. Regurgitate from my throat. That bad boy was thick.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, wow. By the way, the caller also sounded like John Johnson. Was John Johnson talking to himself? Is he doing that bit like the Phil Hendry bit from the radio back in the day? Where...
Listen, you got to get callers.
Yeah.
You know?
That would be impressive. Wow. Arguing with yourself.
So there used to be a radio show. This guy, Phil Hendry, he actually got a TV show for a minute.
Yeah.
It was the craziest thing I ever heard. It was amazing. I'll send you a link. You should listen to it. He would do this thing where he would have a guest on, and the guest would be outrageous on the phone. He was also the guest. So he would be asking questions and then talking through a phone effect as him. And people who were listening didn't know what was
going on. Yeah.
It was wild. Like, I couldn't even imagine in his brain
pulling
that. How
does your brain work like that? Yeah.
A total genius. And the first time you would ever hear it, you'd be like, that guest is out of his mind. And you realize after a while it was just Phil Hendry doing it. I think that's what John Johnson was doing right there. Can you play the whole thing again? Just because it sounds like John Johnson.
And regarding Jalen Carter, I'm a little disappointed. Not for the spitting itself.
That's John.
But, I mean, the spit itself was just weak sauce. It was just like a tiny little... I mean, he should have went full Hawk-Tua on that.
He did. That thing was huge. What do you mean? Like, when someone's just spitting, it's like 100 different little tiny pieces. Like, that was a I need to regurgitate from my throat. That bad boy was thick.
That bad boy was thick is a WIP afternoon show drop. Yeah. Well done. This hour, sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Pat in Denver. You're on WIP. What's up, Pat?
Guys, you guys are killing me today. You're having too much fun. What's going on with
what's up,
Fartgate
Pat?
And the sheep and oh my gosh, it's stop it, stop it, Jack, stop it, Jackie Baseball, and then Jackie Baseball with the CNN. Bro, can your ego get any bigger?
I mean, not an ego guy. Check your ego at the door.
Check it at the door. Leave it on the mat.
We like to have a good time, Pat. If we don't laugh, it's not a fun show.
No.
So,
I love that about you guys. And you know, speaking of Twitter, I troll you guys a lot and
all the time.
It's yes, all the time.
We can appreciate it.
I know you hate me, but
no.
I wanted to get serious.
Well, Jolly blocked you, right? Jolly blocked you.
Yeah, Jolly's done with me, and there's a handful of shows that won't take my calls, but that's okay.
Wow. What'd you do?
That's for another time.
Okay. Oh, wow.
But, yeah.
Okay.
I want to clear up the Jalen Carter thing from Friday. I actually have been swayed. I've been swayed. I think, and I don't know if you remember, but didn't Andy Reid suspend a guy for like a quarter or two quarters one time for doing something? Way back in the 2000s,
he benched Deshaun. He benched Deshaun Jackson.
I remember that.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the way to go about it, because it doesn't. It's not monetary, right? You guys talked about the monetary aspects of it. Mm-hmm.
He did miss a game. He missed the full game Thursday.
I think there's a chance he doesn't play the first drive.
Yeah, he may not start Sunday.
But they're not suspending him for the game.
I'd be surprised, yeah.
I don't think they will, but, you know, I was fired up on Friday, and, I got to defend my guys. Did we talk to you, Pat, Friday?
Yeah, he was defending.
Yeah. You wanted a bunch of guys to spit on everybody? Was that the call?
I think that might have been
that was me.
Oh, yeah. That was Pat. Oh,
okay.
Wow.
I remember that. Yeah, okay.
And I thought about it, and you know, your show's about accountability, right? So I don't want my kids or anyone who I'm around to feel like they can do that type of thing, especially in a professional situation.
Yeah.
And I've changed my tune, right? So I want to set that straight.
Well, everybody's waiting for that, Pat. I'm glad you set it straight.
And then you want to talk about the Phillies a little bit?
Well, we love talking about the Phillies. I don't know about Ike, but
Spike, listening to you to talk about baseball is like nails on a chalkboard.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, wow.
Well, this turned.
Can I tell you, Pat, I'm pretty good at talking about baseball. I have news. What problem do you have?
You're good at, we've established this. You're good at talking about everything.
Okay.
Aaron Nola. Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute. Hold
that
on.
Guy,
what did I say that was nails on a chalkboard talking about baseball?
I mean, every single one of your baseball takes is...
Like what? Give me one.
Ridiculous.
Just give me one.
Not letting this go until you
give me just one. Yeah. That's all I'm at. Every single one is ridiculous. You should be able to come up with one.
You want one?
How many times do I have to ask you, Pat? Don't filibuster.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, I'm thinking of one. Pete Alonso.
Ooh, boy.
Didn't you want Pete Alonso on the Phillies last year? How about that? It drove me crazy.
All right.
Tell me you didn't want Pete Alonso on the Phillies last year.
I did think
we wanted this year, too.
Yeah, I didn't mind him this year, either. He's the big home run hitter. He would be. All right.
Nails on a chalkboard.
Okay. Spike. Well, you would know.
Nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, all right.
But are the Phillies going to win the World Series?
I don't know.
Leave it up to Jackie CNN Baseball.
All right.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Pat. There he is. Pat in Denver.
So he decided Friday was me.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and today he decided not to go with me. It was more or less you just trying to pick a fight with
you. Yeah. Well, I'm glad he had his mea culpa about the Jalen Carter spin. He acted
everyone was waiting for it.
He acted like everybody knows what he called and said on Friday. Oh, the best. This place is the best. Yeah. Albert and Maple Shade, you're on WIP. What's up, Albert?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Albert?
What's up, Albert?
Not much. So I just want to talk about the Phillies a little bit. So I feel like, you know, win the World Series, you know, it's very, very rare only one team does it. But I feel like if they don't do it this year, it would be even more heartbreaking just because I feel like Schwarber, if they go down the same way they went down the last couple of years, he's going to be like, all right, I'm just going to get my money and since wherever I can get it at.
He's going to do that whatever, no matter what happens. Yeah. I have news for you. Yeah.
Well, you know, that, but like also like you guys say all the time, teams getting older, the farm system's like, meh, you know, we have a few good guys, but we don't even know, like prospect, you can't bet on prospect. So, I mean, I feel like this year, next year might be even pushing it, but I feel like this is really our last year to really make the full push for the World Series.
I definitely believe this is the last year with this group.
100%.
Well, but, 100%. Yeah, I guess, you know, it's funny. You think about this group, and you're like, well, a lot of, actually, we'll finish this in a second. Albert, you want to play Alive or Dead for next question today?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a celebrity. I mean, you're going to tell me whether this person is alive or dead. Mm-hmm. Let's go with Paul Rubens.
Alive?
No, I'm sorry.
Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman is dead.
Oh, yeah. If he said Pee Wee Herman, I would have known.
Yeah, but his name is Paul Rubens. Got to give him respect in his life. As far as like,
I think he would want to be known as Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, no? Well, both. Okay. Both. Yeah, but
what do you think's on his tombstone?
I think it's probably Paul Rubens. So, as far as
we should look into
that. I'm sure Paul Rubens is on it. Look it up, Jack. As far as this core being done or whatever after this year. So, they're locked into here are the players that will certainly be back. Bryce Harper, Trey Turner. I'm trying to think of the rest of the infield.
Well, Stott.
Probably
will be here.
Yeah, Stott. Bohm, who knows?
Not sure.
Yeah. Outfield.
Don't give me that look.
Well, outfield, I assume Marsh will be here. And I assume Crawford will be here.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So starting staff, we know Chris Sanchez will be here. Mm-hmm. We would hope that Zach Wheeler will be available.
He was back with the team yesterday.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Nola will be here for the next decade.
Forever.
Yeah. Duran is back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, the big pieces that might be gone are Schwarber, Ranger, Castellanos.
JT. Bader,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to have mostly the same team next year.
Yeah, but if you were to lose the guys you just named,
yeah,
what are you replacing those guys?
Yeah, I don't know. So, I'm not worried about the Bohm thing, about replacing Bohm. I think
you should be.
Well, I'm not that worried.
Well, here's my thing. It's not so much replacing Bohm. It's
getting a starting third baseman.
The starting third baseman. Yeah. It hits with power and all of that.
Yeah. I just think like they have enough of a skeleton of a team. I assume Trey Turner will be a productive player next year.
Yeah,
I assume
it's
going to
be a step back, though. Like, I don't think they're a 95 win club.
No, yeah, I don't think they're going to be a bad team. They'll be competitive, but that's different than saying, do they have a legitimate chance to go win the World Series?
They could make the playoffs, but it's more of a transition than a all in. Unless like Kyle, they want to go pay Kyle Tucker $300
right.
plus million.
Yes, unless you're adding something like that to the team.
Well,
yes.
I would say this. They're going to have to do some of that because they don't have... Like the,
I'm telling you, Spike.
They're minor. They do not have enough great minor league players to bring up next year.
I agree.
Yeah.
And there's a part of me that I said this earlier. There's a part of me that truly believes that the owners are preparing for a lockout.
Oh, I think that's possible.
So if they
sure.
can get away, if even if they can get away without spending next year, it saves them money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. it saves them money.
And now I think we would all want to see Crawford up next year. I think we want to see
bring him up yeah. next year, man. You have to.
He's going
to
be the starting left
center fielder. Center fielder. Oh, left fielder? Yeah. Oh, you put Bader in center field still?
Yeah. Well, or right field. Whatever. He's going to be one of the corner outfielders.
Okay.
And then Aiden Miller's not ready for next year, right?
He's hitting .250 for Lehigh Valley tonight.
Okay. He hit .250 in double A this year.
Oh, you see what he's done in August?
Okay.
Listen, I'm the wrong guy.
I was going to say, what do you
He's put? Not going to be up next year, though.
Yeah. I was going to say, what do you put him?
So, eventually third base.
Right.
Yeah.
But like one more year of
ball. But he doesn't give you power at third base.
Yeah, I think he's going to grow into power. That's the hope. Right now.
Right. Yeah. We had a 6'5 guy.
Yeah, but his swing's more, I think his swing is more of a power stroke
okay.
than Bomer.
Okay.
Grow into power. I'm still waiting on that.
That's what
well,
I'm saying.
At least he's not 30 like Bohm.
Right.
He's
yes.
21.
Yeah. So, okay. So, let me. So when we say power, what are we talking about? 20
All right,
home
so
runs?
So, I think he's like a 25 home run guy. He's not going to be a 40 right. home run.
That's
30.
What I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
what I'm saying.
Yeah. yeah. And I do.
Because you're losing that with Schwarber.
You are.
And now where Bryce is more of a 25 home mm-hmm, run guy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. yeah.
Now, so he'll be a 25 home. Missing a month, but it seems like he misses a month
oh,
every year.
Bryce. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Need him to get the 30. Just get the 30 home runs this year.
Well,
it would be a hot streak. I get it. But,
yeah.
like, come on.
Yeah, it would be a serious hot streak if
serious
he got the
30. Hot streak. Yeah.
Right there.
Those at bats last night sucked.
I know.
He did okay. not want to be there.
Yeah, he got back to third real quick.
Well, what if you let him wear the other team's colors? Would he bat at a different spot? let him wear a Mets helmet when he's at bat. Coming up next, we will get an update on... Yeah, well, come on. He could wear in the field like John Olerud did. Wear a Mets helmet in the field.
Let me tell you, I hated that.
Oh, really?
I never understood why well, John Olerud had to... Yes.
Yeah, brain surgery or whatever.
Didn't realize that.
Oh, okay.
When I was young, yes, I didn't realize that.
Good player,
yes.
John Olerud.
Yep.
So coming up next, Buzz will join
and don't
us.
Don't even get him started on Angela Lansbury.
Yes, she was a snack. Coming up next, Buzz gives his first fantasy afternoon show fantasy league recap of the week, including power rankings. We can have power rankings,
yep.
too. He does
Hopefully.
All this stuff. Buzz joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com. I
cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, let me say, hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Wow, you got worse as it went on there, Buzz. The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike.
Commissioner Buzz is back.
Yes.
Yes.
Leading off coming up in a bit so we can get ready for the Phillies game. Oh. But we have something. What? Go ahead, Jack.
Interesting. Buzz is going to leave before leading off again, huh?
Oh, yeah. We heard you left the show early.
I texted Jack, or I told Jack in person ahead of time. He's like, that's fine.
For a softball game?
Playoffs, man.
Hold on. Are you playing?
Yeah.
Come on.
Playoff game.
Oh, God.
This guy.
It's a softball league.
What a problem.
What is...
And a softball station.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, you know, what kind of ship is Lakin running here where people are just leaving shows to go play softball? Well, Commissioner Buzz is back. Buzz is the commissioner of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. He was not at the draft. He was upstaged by Justin Morgenstein, who did a great job at the draft. We were in and out and 35 minutes or something,
but Buzz,
Buzz returns for the weekly update. Commissioner Buzz, welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back here. We'll get right into it here with what the three of you each did in week one. We're going to start with Ike taking on Dustin in the Northeast.
Ah, my arch nemesis.
Yeah, Ike got 6 from Jameson Williams, 1 from AJ Brown,
damn,
and then basically just average weeks from everybody else.
Yeah.
Dustin's team also didn't exactly go off, but he got 33 from Lamar Jackson. He wins 123-101. Ike off to an 0-1
start.
They're
really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, listen, you want me to tell you, you know, sometimes it's the manager's fault when, you know, you play the wrong players and they don't produce. I'm usually more upset at that when I got guys on my bench than I could have played and I didn't play and I tried to outsmart myself.
Yep.
This was more or less my guy didn't show up. I mean,
well,
A.J. Brown, well, he was there. He only got one target.
Yeah, yeah.
He got one target. But then even my man Joey B, Joe Burrow didn't have the numbers that you would expect a quarterback to have.
Not a good week for Burrow from a fantasy standpoint.
I don't even know. Did I get 100, Buzz? I don't even know if I scored 100
points. You got 101.
Okay, yeah. I knew at one point I was threatened not to even get 100 points.
It was a rough day, a rough weekend around the league for a lot of players who people – expected to put up a lot of points.
Yep.
Yes. There not was good. One team who did not score 100 points, and that's Jack Fritz.
Oh.
Who was in last place by 24 points.
Oh.
Every single player
stinks.
Every single player in his roster went below the projection.
Wow.
Every single one.
Let me see what'd you do, Fritzy?
He's not a football guy.
He lost.
I had the best team in the league last year.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, I had the best.
I was the number one seed.
You were the number one seed. I was the best team in the league. That's why I won the championship.
76 points.
I know.
76.
Wow. I know.
That's tough.
He lost to RC and Glenn Mills, so I had to remind multiple times to set his lineup before the game.
RC. Well,
come
this
on,
is going to be
once, yeah.
1 year for RC.
Yeah.
We can't remind you to set your lineup.
Multiple reminders. He did get it in, and then he killed Jack. I got 28 from Zay Flowers, 24 from Bijan Robinson, 24 from Jack's boy Jalen. He wins easy 121-76.
That sounds like a pretty good team, honestly.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
If he plays them, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And then we get the spike. Bam's eye test was not enough to beat him in week one.
Wow. Bam's eye test.
What'd he say?
Yeah. Bam put up 100, which does not play against the defending champion. Spike, who was back to defend his title with the most points in week one. Leading scorers included Jackson Smith and Jigba with 19, Garrett Wilson with 22. but it was Josh Allen on Sunday Night Football with the dagger, 42 points.
The dagger, the real dagger.
The real dagger. Spike
By the
wins.
Way, I would have won even if Josh Allen didn't even play.
Oh, just amazing.
Just winning style points at that point.
How many points? How many points, Buzz?
151 to 100 was the final.
Wow.
There we go.
Yeah, he won by 50 points. Yeah, he would have won if Josh Allen played or not.
Had Ricky Pearsall in there with four catches, 100 yards. Think he had 14 points.
Bad night to be a sock in Spike's house.
Look, you guys made me play fantasy, and don't be...
It's worse!
No, don't be bitchy.
No, give it to him. Give it to him.
When I lace you, I doubled you up.
Yeah.
BTA.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to take
Everything
it.
Everything is hard.
You know? You
got to take it.
You wanted me to play fantasy football? I'm going to come in and bust your asses.
Wow.
151 points.
Like it.
Ooh, boy.
I like it. See, you get all blustery the first week of the season. He's feeling all chesty and everything.
I'm defending champion, too.
No, you're right. You're right. I got nothing to say.
You know?
We got a few key takeaways from week one. Other takeaways. Yoshi, after getting his Mickey entry back in the league, he lost in week one.
Thank God. Get him out.
Thank God.
So he's at 0-1. Derek and Paoli skating by with, I think, the closest matchup this league has seen in a while, at least since I've been commissioner, a 2-point win. Wow. 117-115 over Georgia and North Philly, the difference between 1-0 and 0-1. And Jack and Ike taking on each other in week two, an early inter-show.
Must-win game. Can't go 0-2.
One of these teams is going 0-2.
Yeah, how many teams make the playoffs when you go 0-2?
Get Elliott on that.
Especially in fantasy. Get the stats going.
Rivalry match in game two. Love to see it.
Love it.
We got our power rankings. They're back.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So at number five, we have one team who did not win this week who's going to make the power rankings due to massive underperformance. Marcus, he scored 100, but legitimately every player in his team, he was projected 137. I'm chalking that up to a bad week by Marcus. I do think he's got one of the five best teams in the league right now.
Okay.
Great.
The other four were winners. RC and Glenn Mills, he put up 121 in the first week. As I mentioned, he beat Jack relatively easily, so he gets the fourth spot. Dustin in the Northeast was right around the same mark. He put up 123 in week one. He gets the number three spot. Tony, who was by far the closest to, you know, edging Spike for that number one spot in terms of points, he gets number two. And Spike, first place in the league with 151 and wins the game. This was a point of contention last year in terms of points versus wins. He comes in.
Got them both, Buzz.
At number one. The undisputed number one. He has the belt in this league until... proven otherwise.
Does it just feel good?
Oh, it feels great.
Yeah. It was
guys
a
like
two-sock night, Jack.
I know.
That's what you said the first time. I just ignored it.
Yeah.
No sock is safe.
No sock is safe after a Spike fantasy football win.
Dude, I was just pouring it on, watching the game on Sunday night.
No, another touchdown, Josh.
Yep. 250 yards in the fourth quarter, four total touchdowns.
Oh. Yeah. I still like my squad, though. I got to get Jalen together.
Which Jalen?
Jalen Hurts.
Is he on your team?
No.
Well, no, he's got AJ.
I got AJ.
Oh,
well, you should have a big week this week.
Yes.
I mean, you should have a bunch of targets. One would hope. Well, yeah. Buzz, you only speak the truth. That's what we love about you.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
And believe me, I heard the disrespect over there for my squad.
What, that you're not in the top five after losing?
Yeah.
Well, you only had 100 points.
Well, I'm saying, though, that wasn't my fault, though.
Okay.
Do you want me to put you at five? It wasn't Ike's fault. He's at five.
Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
Sorry, Buzz. You'll be eating your words. Don't worry.
Make Buzz the enemy. That's what
I did last year.
All right.
That worked out for me.
Great job, Commissioner Buzz.
Thank you.
Well, fine job.
Fine job.
Yeah.
Tempering expectations.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes moving
forward.
Need
room for growth.
There he is. Commissioner Buzz and your number one in the power rankings guy, Spike, the defending champion.
Wow.
Thomas and Broomall, you're on WIP. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, guys. What's up? Talk about the Phillies. So, you know, I'm glad they won last night. Nola played pretty well. Now, he'll have, what, two or three more starts? If you think... you know, he can pull another game like this. I mean, can you trust him, like, the last couple games left to, like, maybe he's your second starter, or do you think Rob already has that all?
You mean in the playoffs?
Yeah.
I think it depends who they face. I think you know, there's the thing where you don't want to go lefty, you know, like, because the three best pitchers right now
are lefties.
You know, the Chris Sanchez, Jesus Luzardo, and Ranger Suarez. I like, as Jack had mentioned, I like the idea of Ranger pitching an away game, in that I think he's got guts. And if I'm a little more worried about, like, maybe Luzardo is two or Nola is two to break up the lefties, I think Ranger in game three, which I assume would be the first away game, I think that's the way to do it. So I think, but I think Nola could pitch his way into people feeling confident with him as the number two starter in the playoffs.
Yeah. Do you guys have a dead or alive, or are you guys done with that?
No, we have one more. So for next question today, the winner gets pair of tickets to Phil's Mets tomorrow, and you can get tickets at phillies.com, and a pair of tickets to the Bite for the Fight Food Festival. Great event that raises money for the Fight on McKenna Foundation. You get samples of food from all these different great local places, bunch of celebrity chefs. I will MC it. As Jack knows, I'm good at it. It is Saturday at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks. For more information, biteforthefight.com. All right, we'll give you one more alive or dead. I will give you a celebrity, and you tell us whether this person is alive or dead. Buzz Aldrin.
Who the hell is that?
Alive.
He is alive. Wow. Buzz Aldrin, legendary astronaut.
Yeah.
Oh, for the moon landing.
Yes. That didn't actually happen.
Allegedly. Yeah.
He is alive, and you are registered, and our listeners go undefeated on dead or alive.
No, there was one that got it wrong.
Oh, who got it wrong?
Albert and Maple Shade was wrong.
Okay. Let me throw one out to Jack and one out to Ike before we pick our winner. All okay. Right. Jack, Little Richard.
Dead.
He is dead. Ike.
He don't even know who Little Richard is.
Yes, I do. He's a musician.
Okay,
him and Chuck Berry at the beginning.
There you go, rock and roll.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah. All right. Ike.
Who you got?
Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks?
Yeah. If you don't know who he is, I'll give you a different one.
I know who Mel Brooks is. Okay. He's a movie producer.
Yes, director.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yep.
There's no difference between a producer and a director.
Yes, there is.
There is, but yeah, yes.
There's a massive
it's
difference.
It's a massive difference. Yeah. One is directing the movie, Fritz. Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Mel Brooks. I believe Mel Brooks is still alive.
Correct.
Yes. I remember from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
And bonus for both of you. Now, I'll say 1, 2, 3, and you both have to say your answer.
All right.
Dolly Parton.
Alive.
Oh, alive.
Okay.
Come on. She did the halftime show last year.
Okay.
Was that last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
There are a lot of comments about Dolly. Still
as far as the
it.
Thanksgiving thing she did, right? Or was it the Christmas game?
Is she still a snack?
Oh, Beyonce did Christmas.
Yeah, I think it's Thanksgiving.
Aged way better than Angela Lansbury, some might say.
Yeah.
Better than Angela Lansbury. Yes.
Yeah. So who should we choose? I mean, Corey got it right. Jeff in Wilmington got it right. Ike in Southwest Philly was right. Furry Bruce in D.C. was right. And Thomas and Brumall was right.
Well, Furry Bruce and Corey aren't going to go to the events.
Well, Bruce did say he's in Philadelphia, by the way.
I would say Ike in Southwest Philly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Ike.
Yeah, because he's Ike. Let's do the text line. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I didn't like Golden Girls either. Same reason. Ike during a break. Still hating old people.
I actually did like Golden Girls.
Oh, how could you not?
Yes.
And you probably liked Delta Burke. What was her name? Blair? Was that her name?
Blanche. Yeah.
No. Was Delta Burke the dark-haired
Rue
one?
Yeah, Blanche was Rue McClanahan.
Yeah. Who? Delta Burke was the dark-haired one.
Nope. You got B. Arthur.
Yes. That's not her.
Then you got Betty White.
Betty White.
Is Betty White still with us?
That's a good question.
Wait, was Delta Burke in Designing Women?
Yes, Designing Women.
That's right.
Because Estelle Getty was mom.
Was mom. Yeah. Who played way older than she actually was.
I was getting ready to say, did you know that? She was younger than Dorothy, who was Bea Arthur.
And.
Oh, God.
She was a snack.
21, by the way.
There you go.
Yep. What's next?
Oh, Ike hates boys to men now. Interesting. The delegation.
Did I say I hate boys
to
men?
No, you just didn't love Song for Mama.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say I didn't love it. I just said Dear Mama's my favorite song for Mama.
Yeah. It's a great song.
Yeah.
And it's a better song than Song for Mama. And Dear Mama.
I let this go last week because we won the game. And okay. They sang the national anthem.
You didn't like it?
Well, I didn't love it. Okay. And one of them's a 49er fan.
Yes.
Actually came on the show with us.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes.
Is it Sean Wayan?
Yeah. Yeah. Sean. No, not
Wanye.
Sean.
No, Wanye is Eagle. It is Sean.
Yeah, Sean is Sean, the 49er
I forget
fan.
His last name, though.
Yep. What's next?
Appreciate
I don't always
on.
Listen to people talk about who should and should not get contracts for Philly teams, but when I do, I prefer Elliot. Devin White on a one-year deal with the Raiders.
He was ready to give Devin White an extension.
Yeah.
$100 million contract.
And said he would take a cheaper contract to stay here. He already had it already thought out.
After one OTA.
Yep.
That was after the OTA.
And he stands up for the Bryce Huff take and the Devin White take that those guys didn't get enough of a chance.
He's not really letting that go.
Nope.
He's not letting it go.
What's next?
Oh, not going to hit Jordan with the sheep sounder, huh? Elliot yelling at the radio on his drive home.
We didn't.
He was shook by the sheep sounder.
Elliot?
Yeah.
He did not like it.
He did not like the sheep
sounder. No. Elliot, I think Elliot... they're starting to feel the effects of our beatings.
Yeah, a little bit.
Worn down a little bit.
Yeah, might need to take it easy on Elliot for a week.
But if he
two.
Keeps up with the sharp tongue with the Phillies, that's not happening.
Yeah, and we got to play the sheep thing anyway. It's too funny. Yeah. What's next?
My offseason moves may have been bad, but not we have interest in Ben Simmons level bad. Howie at the NovaCare.
100%. And I don't actually believe that the Sixers would sign Ben Simmons.
Do it, Mark!
No. It would give us a show, for sure. But no, do not do it. What's next?
Ike leaving work quickly after hearing Furry Bruce was in Philly.
Seriously.
That's okay. I'll meet up with you.
Yeah.
He's
exactly.
A big,
yeah, I'll hang out with you.
Yeah, he's a big furry guy now.
Yeah.
He went.
Yeah. What's next?
Training camp is over, little buddy. D-Gun breaking actual news while Elliot trolls on Twitter.
That's true.
Yep, D-Gun's breaking news, and Elliot's saying the game's acceptable loss.
Slow. Listen, his effectiveness slows down at the training camp.
Dude, if he wants to hang on to this, he's going to have to work harder. You know, everybody else has stepped it up. And we have the new power rankings next week. I don't even know if Elliot will be in the top five.
Tomorrow.
Yep, what's next?
Consider yourself blocked, dork. Buster Olney after Spike asked him if he'd read Who Moved My Cheese on Twitter.
I don't think that's what happened, though. I guess it could have.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.